Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Bear With Me podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope this finds you well. If you want to know how I'm doing pretty good. Just living it up. Yeah, this is a very spontaneous episode. I was just doing a little journaling and I felt like I should record an episode. So here I am. It's like 11:30 at night. So I wish you guys could see me right now. I have like this little like fabric scrunchy like headband thing that I use to when I'm doing my makeup or washing my face or whatever. I have that on. And my hair is just looking so good. Anyways, wish you guys could see me, but maybe one day we'll do like a live recording or something. But we'll see. Anyways, yeah, so honestly, I don't really know how this episode is going to go. Don't have a lot of structure. I just wanted to come on and talk, like a late night session. So yeah, let me figure out where to begin. Okay, I'm going to start here. So it's March. This year has been pretty like decent so far. Nothing has really happened. I mean, like, January was slow. It's always slow. February went by so fast. Like, nothing. Okay, a lot happened in February, actually. I'll give a quick little update. My dog got really sick. And so many people helped us out. And, like, we were able to pay her vet bill. And she survived, thank God, literally. So, if you're listening to this and you helped us out, I just want to say thank you. Because I don't think that people realize, like, the extent to how much it helped us and how much it meant to us. So, thank you again. I'm saying that on here. Yeah. But other than that, school's good. I've just been doing the readings and then handing in assignments. So, it's been nice. It's kind of slow and then, you know, just work. But that's just kind of, like, a little update for me. Nothing really has changed in the last few months. So, yeah, but I guess I'm just going to talk about where I'm at now because the reason I made this podcast is so that I could share what I'm going through and things that I've learned and things that I'm currently learning with other people who are like, I don't know, around my age, any gender, like, I don't know, just experiencing the same things that I'm experiencing. Or I know that that's the kind of stuff that I need, and I find that there's not a lot of podcasts, at least, or platforms where people are talking about like this kind of stuff. But anyways, not that I found anyways that I'm like am interested in listening to, but that's what I'm going to talk about, not what I'm going to talk about. So yeah, so let me talk about what I've been learning, or not necessarily learning, but just like recognizing in my own life. So let me just start by inserting this voice memo that I recorded recently. So I'm gonna put that in quick and then we're gonna reflect on it afterwards. So, I've recognized that I've just been in a stage of like asking questions. Like, why does it have to be this way? Why are some ideas infinite? Why does my life have to look, be, and feel different? And like, at what cost? And I guess, like, in a way, I've just been learning for myself all on my own for one of the first times in my life. And when I was younger, like when I was in high school, people always told me that keeping on top of your faith and keeping a relationship with God just got a lot harder once you graduated. And now I'm like 4 years post-grad and I've never felt that statement to be truer. Like, my 20s have already taught me so much, and I've barely even begun. Like, I'm not even 22 yet. So on one hand, I'm excited to learn more and grow more as a person, but I'm also fearful of the kind of trials that may bring. I don't know what to expect, honestly. I'm just learning as I go. And if I'm honest, I can question all I want, but that doesn't change who God is, because he's the same now and forever, and he always was and and will be the same. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I've been at. I don't know if that's just part of growing up and learning how to, or learning new perspectives and frames of mind or whatever, but that's something that's for sure been evident in my life recently, just questioning a lot of things. I mean, it's not like this idea or the act of questioning things so much as something that's entirely new to me, because I've kind of always been someone who's, whether internally, I never really asked outwardly, unless it was with like people I trusted, but I've always had so many questions about everything. But before, I didn't really let those questions lead to anywhere that would like benefit me, if that makes any sense. Like, I would just kind of, I don't know, like I wouldn't really invest in those questions in a way that it was positive. I kind of let them eat away at me and then like deteriorate like how I viewed things or my perceptions. And I am kind of like realizing that I can't really let my questions lead to like a negative outcome, I guess. I don't know how to word it in a way that like doesn't sound so dramatic. Like, it's not dramatic, but do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, there's been many moments where I've just like wondered and questioned so many things. But yeah, rather than chasing those thoughts and pursuing them in a positive vision, or even in a godly form, I've just kind of let them affect me and my perception in a negative way. So that's something I've definitely recognized that is a habit I need to change, because I think like I have all these questions, but I'm not actively searching for answers. And sometimes there's not answers, and you just have to have faith and be okay with that. That's also something I'm learning. I don't like not having answers to things, but I have to be okay with that. So, and something else that, like, I mean, in addition to that, is that I've been learning a lot about what a personal, okay, I've been realizing more of what a personal relationship with God looks, because I think, like, I definitely tend to look at the outward aspect of a relationship with God and seeing others, like, posting worship songs all the time, or listening to worship songs all the time, or posting about their like time with God or whatever, and I can so easily just be like, wow, I suck, like I'm such a bad Christian because I am not actively doing that. Or like, if I'm gonna be honest, I have a really hard time reading my Bible, because, and I think it's because like when I grew up, I went to a Christian school. We had Bible classes and it was just so boring. I hated it. And I think like that kind of tarnished my view of the Bible, because now I can read it and I'm like, I have to spend time and I'm like, wow, that's actually really good. But when I think about reading it, I'm like, no. And so when I see other people, like I can so easily compare myself and like view myself negatively and think that other people view me like a quote-unquote bad Christian, which I don't really believe that's actually true, and I should probably be nicer to myself. Yeah, like God is so much greater than that, and personal relationship isn't about what you do on the outward side of things. Like, I could spend so much of my day like actively, or I could spend so much of my day speaking to God in my head, which I realize I actually do a lot, but I also have to make sure I'm spending time like diving into his word and stuff like that. So yeah, personal relationships with God look so different depending on the type of person and the different ways he created you to be. Like, for me, I love journaling. I love getting my thoughts out of my head so that I'm not like overwhelmed by them, because I've, like I said, I have a lot of questions and a lot of like things going on in my head. So that for me is a way I can connect with God. But for some people, like, that's just not at all how that works. And so when I have like those questions, it's really easy for me to kind of jot them out. And then now I'm realizing like I can go back to those and seek for answers. Like, and it doesn't always, most of the time, doesn't come so quickly. And that's not a bad thing. So also, this is a side note, but something that I love about journaling is that so often, like, you can write stuff down, and after you've written it, you forget everything that you have just, like, processed and gone through and written down. I love going back and, like, reading things that I felt God pressing on me, or just reading about where I was in the moment, because it's so easy to forget and kind of not actually soak in what you learned or soak in what you just went through. So I think it's a really cool practice that a lot more people should start doing is journaling, because I really find it beneficial. Like, and it's just cool to look back on stuff, even just like memories that don't have any sort of like depth to them, but they're just like so nice to go back and read. I don't know, I feel like if you're not if you're not someone who journals, I would actually really encourage you to take it on and try doing that, because it's awesome. Like, I'm going back now and reading something that I felt God pressing on me, and I was like, okay, I feel like that really just doesn't have any sort of value at this moment, but again, with journaling, you can go back and read something and be like, whoa, like that's an answer to what I was looking for in this time or season of my life. And yeah, I'm just going to read this because this is something that, like, this is just an example. So in my journal, I wrote, stay rooted and don't harvest unless you're ready, or you won't become what you need to be. Just be patient and have grace. Plant, then bloom. Like, that's so cool. And that so applies to what, like, I'm going through. Like, I have all these questions and I can go off and do my own thing because I'm so, like, conflicted by these questions. But it's important to stay rooted and, like, not go anywhere, even though I have so many questions about faith and the world and how everything works and why it works the way it does and stuff. But just to stay rooted and like not make anything like not harvest anything until it's ready, because then it won't become what it needs to be. Like, that's so cool to look back on and get life out of, because yeah, like I said before, like, God is the same, was, is, and will be the same always. And his words, like, if you believe, he like spoke through words or spoke or pressed something on you, then it could be applicable to whenever, and you can go back and see it, and it's really cool. Anyways, yeah, I don't feel like I have anything else that I need to add to that. I feel very content with where I'm gonna leave it. So yeah, I know it's a little bit short of an episode, but I don't want to put any pressure on length or anything, because that doesn't, to me anyways, doesn't necessarily change the value of the episode. So I hope that you enjoyed, I hope that you're in a good place. But if you related, then maybe hit me up. We can have some conversations. I love talking to people about stuff like this. I think it's so cool to learn how other people view things and the perspectives people have, and you know, the things people have experienced and learned. So hit me up if you just need anyone to talk to, or you want to talk to anyone, I would love to talk to you too. So yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be dope. So yeah, thank you for listening and supporting me. It means a lot. So yeah, thank you so much. And I will see you guys soon. Oh, thanks for keeping me company.